Hey guys, what's up? Hey chat, how you doing?
Yeah, Colby isn't here yet. Actually, this is like the best. Hold on, I gotta pull up your chat.
So, yeah, hey guys, what's up? Seth and Colby Show. Colby, introduce yourself, man. He literally texts me. Okay.
I'm going to pull his mic out.
When it's too close to the wall, I can hear every heater in the entire building because his microphone is so loud. So we're literally, should we like dress it up? We should like dress it up or something, right? Like we should definitely put like a hat. I don't know what I could do. I have nothing in my house that looks like Colby. I could go get the trash can.
Got him. Got him, dudes.
Yeah, he just texted me. Let me see. Let me read what the text said. He said, at today, 1:59 p.m. chat, definitely just woke up, be there in like 10. So I'm guessing he's not handling the whole, time change well, huh? I mean, my guy, this is not, the first time this has ever happened. It is the first time that I've not waited for him, but I feel like it's better if I don't wait for him, to be honest with you. Like, well, you know, all the things I'd say, like, I imagine he would never do this again after me roasting him here on the show. He'll do it again in a heartbeat. He doesn't care. He's not even watching. Like, if I was late, I'd be so mortified. I'd at least watch my own show, you know. But I do know that everything I say right here will be the only time in the last 5 years he's listened to any piece of content I've created by myself. I do know that as a fact. But yeah, guys. Thanks for being here. Fictional Matter, I haven't seen you in a while in this show. Welcome, man. Basement Brain, how you doing? Who else? Ren's here. Hey, Ren, how you guys doing? Seth and the Empty Chair podcast does not have the same ring as it. But Smart Board, how you doing, dude? Never met you. Let me introduce you to my good friend, Colby. He doesn't say. He's not very talkative today. He's not very talkative today. So Colby also might be mad once he gets... This is actually perfect. To be honest with you, this is actually perfect because he might be a little mad. Colby gave me a new screen because you guys heard last week's episode. I'm assuming you heard last week's episode where I sold a bunch of my prized possessions, traded them into Amazon for credit so I could buy a new monitor off Amazon after asking Colby if he had a screen, which he said no, and then he told me live on the air on our Thursday episode that indeed he did, and he brought it over on Saturday, and or Friday night when we hung out, and it's a small little TV, okay? It's actually perfect. It's a television, okay? Which is what I want, because I just play games on it, and then for this show, it hosted OBS. Now, I have a screen mounted on the wall up here that I used to do. Now, I've moved everything down to this screen. I also had to swap them. It used to be my gameplay screen was up here, and then my OBS screen was down here, and now I've swapped them, so like the computer's up here. This is all detail you don't need to know, but the point is that he may be mad that I've taken OBS from like this big, giant screen up here that he can see and moved it over to here where I can see it really good, because, you know, I run the show. And, but now he can't be. He can't be mad about it because he's not even here. And it's great. It's great, dude. It's actually kind of fun to listen. Well, thanks, man. I appreciate that. Yeah. I mean, I can't wait, chat, to hear. Can't wait to hear his excuse. Like, what do I even say? You know, like, the general... Hey, man, just sleeping, LOL. Like, I don't feel like that's going to work as well as it should, you know? Because, I don't know. This is the first time that he's slept through the show. Like, I've never once... This is episode number 67 of our stupid little podcast here on Twitch. And this is the first time... This is the first time. Thanks for the follow, Smartboard. Appreciate that, dude. This is the first... And also, I can see those now, which is a big reason that I like it over here. This is the first time he's ever been late. I've never texted him ever before, you know, been like his mom and been like, hey, you gonna be on time today? Now, until the end of time, I want you guys who are on Twitter, because I know some of you aren't on Twitter, every single day before the show to tweet at Seth and Colby and ask if Colby's going to be on the show. Because I think it was going to happen eventually? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, he honestly, I typed in chat, I'm a little worried that Colby isn't here yet, at 2:58. Or 1:58, I'm sorry, 1:58, which is 2 minutes before the show starts. Colby generally doesn't show up until 1:55. So, like, 5 minutes beforehand is pretty standard. But when there was, the countdown clock says a minute and a half, and I'm just like, he's still not here. Like, I'm a little worried at that point. And the only reason I was actually worried is because of the time change. And there's a large chance that he forgot about the time change, and he woke up at what he thought was 1 o'clock, but it was really 2 o'clock. And I'm guarantee you that's just happened. Smart Board says, wait, why is your friend not here? Is it just an imaginary friend? No, he's not. He's not imaginary. But he obviously slept in a little too late. And by slept in, I mean he slept in until the beginning of the show. Luckily, he doesn't live that far away. And I mean, it's fair. I might be crazy. You know, doing a show with an imaginary friend might be good. If I did that, though, I would definitely do more prep. Like, we should put, like, here. I got an idea. Let's do this, chat. How about that? Link, you got any things to say today?
Yeah! Yeah! What?
Thanks, Link. Appreciate that, dude. Appreciate that. Like, it might be more talkative, dude. The Seth and Link show, dude. Might be better. I don't know. We could actually just, like, I could do a really insane one-man show where I just interview all the toys. Like, just one by one, you know, just over the next 2 hours, I just grab the toys and I just do their voices and imitate what I think their inner monologues are. I could take it on tour. You know, that might be something to do, to be honest with you. But I feel like, I feel, honestly, guys, like if I did that, that might be the point where I have officially lost my mind. Like, I would like to think that I have enough sanity that I wouldn't need to do that. I don't know, for some reason, that's, like, so close to me, personally, feeling like I would be insane, that I'm honestly would be a little worried to do it. Early? No, Morris, you're not. You're not early. You're actually 8 minutes late, Morris. You're actually 8 minutes late, and Colby ran into a wizard today, who have transformed him into Link from the Legend of Zelda series. He's here. Oh, I heard him say something. I'm here to say something, Morris. We're not early. Time change. Nope, you've been replaced. You've been replaced.
Get the shit out of my chair. Get that shit out of here.
How you doing, man?
Fuck this time change. Thought I had an hour, man. I haven't eaten. I just woke up. I smell.
Morris got here before Colby did. I thought about texting you, but I was like, the phone changes time. Like,
a big old clock right on the side of my bed.
Oh, you just don't look at your phone? See, I don't have a clock. This is a pure phase of disappointment. Also, Smart Boy, we have a Discord. I think you can type exclamation point Discord into chat and you can get a link to join if you would like to. But yeah, so.
Brittany's going to bring me some food.
Okay.
I'm going to eat it.
All right.
I'm dying.
So are you? I just want to make sure I know your routine now. So uh-huh. I do feel like it's a good time to talk about it. Also, I changed some screens.
I see.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
Well, it's easier for me to see what's happening over here. Uh-huh. Because it's in my line of vision at all times.
Okay.
Yeah. I think I'm going to also put one up here. Like, the ultimate plan here is I'm going to have OBS here. This is still the old screen. Uh-huh. Okay? And then I'm going to put all of the captures up here.
Like the
browsers and all that stuff. Oh, God. Basement Brain has donated 10. If this says something encouraging Colby's bad behavior, I'm banning you.
Encouraging it? No, it's probably like replacing.
I miss Link.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
Why does it look like he smoked? He didn't. He's just. You actually don't smell bad.
I just woke up.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Your hair looks pretty good for just waking up. I mean, you could have showered and stuff. It would have been okay, you know.
No, I would have been replaced.
Well, technically, you were already replaced.
Yeah, but that was for 10 minutes.
Actually, it was only for about 3. I was talking about how, depending on how long you took, I may have taken all of the toys and slowly conducted an interview. Oh, you were listening?
I was wondering.
Were you listening to me?
I tuned it in for like 30 seconds.
See, I also made fun of you for that because I was like, I know he's not going to listen
to
me talk. I said, this, like, the 10 minutes will be the most scrutinized you've ever heard me. Because you will listen later, but you would definitely weren't watching live because you put on pants and stuff.
Is he going to wait for you, or is he just going to go by himself?
I thought about it.
Probably just go by himself.
I thought about it, but you should replace him with Grumpy Cat. He looks like it's so funny, dude. So what's she bringing you, man?
McDonald's.
Yeah.
Just wanted chicken nuggets.
Just some chicken nuggets. You got to get some Szechuan sauce, man.
Chicken nuggets. I got sweet and sour.
Okay, that's fine.
Who needs that shit?
But anyways, welcome, guys. It is.
It's
the Seth and Colby show.
It's the Seth and Colby show.
Yes. Link's adventure has been short lived. So.
Yep.
I'm honestly like I feel like I should tell you about every time change, but the prospect of you showing up at 1 o'clock in November when the time change is back kind of makes me laugh, because you'd have to sit here for an hour and like look at me without doing any type of broadcasting. Mm-hmm. That actually sounds like the best. Well, how'd you sleep, man?
I was great until I was awakened by the fact.
How did
that
you? Can you walk me through like your realization of how you were late?
Yeah, I was like, my clock said 12:30.
Uh huh.
I'm like.
Which is actually 1:30. So for those of you like Morris who are in England right now, yesterday, I think at 2 a.m., I think is when it happens, we sprung forward. So in the U.S., except for, I think, Arizona, we change times twice a week, like twice a year. Now, I do think you do this in the U.K. as well. It's just not at the same time as we do it. So what was 2 o'clock last Sunday, 2 o'clock Central Time for us, is now, it's now what was 1 o'clock. I mean, it's still technically 2 o'clock. Like, right now, it's 2:12 p.m. But really, this time last week, it's 1:12 p.m. It's very confusing.
It's really dumb.
Yes, it is stupid. Although this is the time I like, for the record. I like this one. I like when it gets dark later.
Yes.
So I wish it would always be this time.
Mm-hmm.
But instead, but no,
farmers exist, man.
No, they don't. Not really.
Yeah, no, they do.
No, I don't think they really do.
But they do.
I don't really think they exist, to be honest with you. I need to make the emotes bigger on this screen. So, okay, continue with walking me through, man. So what happened? 12:30.
I was like, okay, I have an hour and a half. I need to get a haircut.
You're kidding.
So I was going to get up and get a haircut. But then
you're not a bit?
No.
It's not a bit?
No. I need a haircut. Long as shit. It's going over my ears now. That's too long.
Okay, man.
Didn't get one.
Okay.
Stayed in bed. And then I was like, it hit 1. And I'm like, all right, time to get up, go get some food, mildly eat it quickly, and just kind of.
So you were going to save an hour and a half or so for a haircut and eating?
Yep.
Okay. I can't believe you're going to get a haircut, man.
And then I saw all the texts and things and tweets of, oh, the show's live.
our show Twitter, at Seth and Colby, where I tweeted 45 minutes before the show started that the show would be an hour early.
Yep.
Is the reason you figured out that the show would be early? Okay.
Also looked at my phone and it said
1:54. Yeah. Right.
So.
Yeah. But yeah, daylight savings time, DST, it's a great thing, man. I forgot it happened, too. Like, I slept in because we'll get to our Friday night where Colby made me drink.
No, I didn't make you do nothing.
He made me drink literally
a
750 of Fireball.
I drank.
Yeah, he made me drink a 750 of Fireball, so that was fun. So I went to bed at like 4:30 on Friday night, and then I woke up at like 10. because I hate my life and I can't sleep any longer than that. And so today I went to bed last night at like 11, and then I went to and then I woke up at like what? Probably I think 11 again, and that felt really late. And then I looked at the clock, I realized, oh, it's 10 o'clock. Yeah, and yeah, sorry we drop frames. It happens. All right, I say this every time we drop frames, whether it's on my stream or it's on this stream. All right, whenever the weather drastically changes, the internet has troubles because the cables in the ground contract and expand. I did the hand gestures backwards for that, but and so we drop some frames occasionally. It's actually not that bad. We've only dropped 380, which is that's only like 11 and a half seconds, so it's fine. Also, there's not like a lot of movement, you know. You know, that's just how it works.
Oh, we're very
and
aerated.
Yesterday it was 70 degrees out, and today it's 30 degrees out. So that is why the internet is like this, and I can't fix it. It does drive me insane, but I can't change it. So hopefully we just don't drop offline, and the audio should always be fine. So
yeah,
that's the idea. See, as long as the audio is good. But yeah, we are randomly dropping frame. Maybe Chris has downloaded something now. You think Chris is in there downloading something?
And want to connect to your Wi-Fi.
I don't know. Are you downloading something, man?
I am, though. I don't know if that will do anything. But.
Colby was breaking our internet.
Yep.
I doubt it. I doubt it. It's just because the cold. It's cold out.
It's cold.
It's cold out. But
cold does that.
Yeah. Apologize for the drop frames. I can't fix it, but I do know it's annoying.
That is annoying.
Yeah. But yeah. Are you downloading porn?
Yep.
That's what I thought.
You caught me.
That's what I thought. But yeah. So I got in the car because Chris and I went out to lunch, and then we went to look for engagement rings today.
Mm-hmm.
And her car clock said 10:30, and I was like, wait, it said 11:30 when we left the house. And now I know why. That's when I figured out the daylight savings happened. I thought I just got to sleep in for once, you know.
Yeah.
And I did. I mean, I did. 10 o'clock is still technically sleeping in for me, but yeah. Like,
no,
it actually means I slept in till 9. Actually, my whole day has changed, because actually I slept in till 9, and then I laid in bed for like an hour.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got out of bed
at 11.
At 11,
but
which
really it was 10.
But really it was 10.
So really you woke up at 8.
Right, and then I got ready and got dressed. No, I woke up at 9 because I woke up at 10, got out of bed at 11, got dressed and ready. We went out to lunch at 11:30. Chris's car clock said 10:30.
I gotcha.
So really I got up at 9, laid in bed till 10, went to eat at 10:30. It's a whole thing, yeah, man.
Sleep is just too good, man.
It's too good. But I did buy Chris an engagement ring today, so.
Oh, shit.
She's very excited. That doesn't mean I'm proposing.
Oh, shit.
Just means it I know just, I no one. Longer have to wait for her to or ask you to listen to her bug me about buying it, so.
Mm.
You know. I'm scared to click these clips. Also, our chat over here is not working. You see that?
Why?
I don't know. I can't tell you why, man. Tell me why. I can't do it. I don't know why. I mean, I can click it here, but I can't play it for you. I'm a little scared, honestly, to look at this clip. Like, DoTube says beanie? Question mark.
Beanie. It's cold, man, and my hair is bed straight from bed, like bed to here. That's what this is.
Oh, in this face after you download porn? Yeah, in this face after. I actually okay. I'm kind of curious to see what this is. Let's see. Just you're dead-eyed. That's all that face is.
It's like shit. Shit.
But yeah. So welcome, guys. Seth and Colby show. We're here. Colby.
Hey,
Colby
yeah.
has arrived.
Yeah.
Yep.
How's Link doing? Yeah.
I made that joke.
That was great.
Did you hear me make that joke?
That
oh, okay.
I laughed.
Okay.
I was like, he should just do the show by himself.
It's 45 degrees. It's not cold.
It was cold enough.
I feel like it's not. Maybe without the wind. All right. Where'd Link go? He's in the toy bin. Colby threw him in the toy bin. He went when we went in the trash where everyone else goes. All the toys are all over there. So, no, he's coming back to make a surprise appearance.
Fuck Colby. He stole my spot. That is all.
Oh God! It's -01 in Denmark. Not hot. That's 32, right? 32 degrees Fahrenheit, 0 degrees Celsius, because I'm sure he's talking about Celsius here.
Oh, I have no idea. It's the man from a different country.
I mean, I don't know why he would randomly give me the weather in Denmark if he's not from there, you know? I mean, that's what I would assume, right?
I mean, he could have just pointed out random facts, man.
That's true, man. He certainly could have, I guess. But, oh, well, yeah, so I guess we should start the show. We don't have a lot of topics to cover today. Like, today I was like, you know what? I basically pulled out the topics that we didn't get to last week because we started yelling about women and equality last week instead of doing the show that we're supposed to do.
Right.
But, yeah. So I guess we could start the show, kind of talk about that type of stuff, and then we can go over, you know, maybe like, when's your girlfriend going to arrive with your food?
I don't know.
What's wrong, man? What's happening right
I
now?
I need to not be dead inside. I'm even up late.
Oh, my God. Okay, Smartboard says we could do Not Safe for Work, Roblox, Minecraft, anime, or your Not Safe for Work collection. I don't know anything about any of those things. I know that anime is cartoons, Minecraft is squares, Roblox I think is in real life Minecraft, and I don't know anything about your collection except the fact that you probably don't have a collection.
Yeah, not like one.
Like you don't save anything. No. Yeah. Yeah. So I think that's what it was. It Better Call Saul? I don't even know, man. They want to interview your girlfriend.
No. Nope.
All right, hold on. I'm gonna nope.
My dog's going.
What?
My dog's going off, man.
What do you mean your dog?
My dog alarm.
Dog alarm?
As in the camera I have in my house that looks at my dog.
Oh, yeah? Okay.
Yeah.
How do I get... I don't... Windows is... What? Do I click here? Yeah, there we go. I'm going to open up my task schedule real quick, make sure it's not, like, doing things in the background.
It's just chilling on the stairs, man.
Yeah. Well, wouldn't it alert you when your girlfriend left, or...
She left to say... Well, I had to drop her off. Back at her apartment, because I drove.
Oh, okay, I gotcha. So she has to get ready, and you're not going to get food for another year.
No, she left when I did.
She should be here by now, if that is true. Because McDonald's is 6 feet from this place, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I thought that, unless McDonald's is extremely busy.
I guess it could be. It is, too. It is what everyone's stomach. It is, like, 1 o'clock, so.
Yeah.
What kind of dog's your dog? How would you describe him? Like a chihuahua, rat?
A bird from hell.
Bird? Why is he a bird?
Bird! I don't give a shit, D.
Can we put Grumpy Cat in front of your face? Make him talk like you looks like Grumpy Tang? It's not because your voice is as dead as Grumpy
Cat. You have Grumpy Cat?
Yeah, he's back there.
Oh.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, I put the grumpier ones back there, so, you know, they're in between us, so it looks like, you know, grumpy, you know, and then me. Grumpy. Oh, there's, she's knocking.
She's knocking again.
All right. Should we bring Link back in while you're gone, or?
Do that.
Okay, I'm not going to do that, because I'd have to get up, and I don't feel like it. But yeah, I think we'll just start the show, chat. That's what we're going to do. We're going to start the show. Thank you all for being here. We're going to play our video, and then we're going to come back, and we're going to start the show, and Colby will have food.
Welcome to the Seth and Colby Show.
I will massacre you!
Founded 10 years ago by two best friends.
Did we just become best friends?
Yep!
The Seth and Colby Show took the internet by storm with their opinions on the hot topics of the day.
We didn't have time to work out the minutia of the plan.
It's a show all about movies, music, politics, meme culture, and weird science.
I'd like to stand here, present some egghead scientific argument based on fact. Science is a liar sometimes.
Watch live and be a part of the show twice a week at twitch.tv/Seth and Colby every Sunday at 2 p.m. Central Time and Thursday at 7 p.m. Central Time.
We would be honored if you would join us.
And now, ladies, gentlemen, boys, girls, and attack helicopters, here are Seth and Colby.
What is up, everybody? Seth and Colby Show. Colby actually made it back into his chair by the time the show started. I am actually shocked.
Me too.
Yeah, dude. And now it smells like delicious McDonald's in here, so...
Yeah.
A little mad about it,
yeah.
But yeah. Hey, guys. What's up, dude? Seth and Colby Show. We are live twice a week, once every Sunday at 2 p.m. Central Time, and once every Thursday at 7 p.m. Central Time, regardless of the time change... The times in America stay the same. Whether Morris shows up or Colby shows up, that's all part of the question mark and the variety that is this show.
Mm-hmm.
So every week it's a surprise you never know. Will he be here? Won't he?
Will I? Nobody knows, man.
But yeah, guys, thank you for being here. And Colby, thanks for showing up. Hey, appreciate it, man. Can't do the show without you, obviously.
I mean, obviously. That's pretty apparent.
But anyways, guys, thanks for being here. We are Seth the Colby Show, live twice a week, both at twitch.tv/SethandColby. If you don't watch the show live, go to youtube.com/SethandColby. That's where you get the videos on demand. And if you want to listen to the audio, go to iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, Seth the Colby, or go to SethandColby.com. That's where all the links are. Also, you can buy a t-shirt, SethandColby.com/merch. There's some great ones, including one featuring a prized hog that is the mascot of this show. If you also want to spam hogs in chat, which you're about to witness right now, the people who are subbed will spam the hogs. You can do so for $4.99 a month. Just go to twitch.tv/SethandColby and subscribe to the show. It does support us. We appreciate it. You can also subscribe to a higher tier and get Colby's fat face as an emote.
My fat face
as an emote.
My fat old face.
If you want to do that. You can also, just like Basement Brain has already done today, donate money. That's also very nice. It plays a giant loud foghorn that sends me into cardiac arrest. And we will read your message and your name and thank you profusely on the show and then dream about you that night later on in bed. Mm-hmm. And so I think that's it. I think that's all we have to promote. So thank you guys so much for being here. We do appreciate it. I don't know what we're going to talk about today. I'm a little frazzled because like I'm liking solo hosting mode. But yeah. Like at the same time, I don't have to be anymore.
No,
like
no,
I
no.
I could do whatever. Although at the same time,
you're
I think I said at the same time twice in a
solo hosting mode.
I still have to solo host because now you're like
eating. I'm gonna, yeah.
Risk taker Colby without the lid?
I don't got a straw.
We have straws. Like.
Can't help it.
Let's just straw magically appear. I'm a genie, dude. Did you see that?
You pull this out of your ass, be
no,
honest.
No. Yes. I did. Talk about how much Grumpy Cat looks like Colby.
Do I really look like Grumpy Cat?
I don't know, man. You might be a little brown around the eyes, just like Grumpy Cat is.
I mean, that's the God's honest truth.
But hey, Glitch the Husky, thanks for showing up, man. Thanks for the follow. Yeah, this show is a little more scatterbrained than usual. And yes, if Colby does spill this on my PC, I will.
I couldn't.
Oh,
I didn't.
No, this didn't happen. I blame Colby for that
I
one too.
I didn't know, man. Did I look like it?
I mean. You looked pretty good, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, this show's a little more scatterbrained than normal. Usually we're a little more together, but that's also kind of a lie. But yeah, Colby.
I can't tell while doing it. I don't know. Chat, tell me. Was it the same?
I mean, Smart says you're sitting with your twin, so I would imagine.
Perfect.
I would imagine. But yeah, if Colby does spill soda on any of my electronics, you'll never see it on the internet again.
There's a straw now, man.
It's all good.
We're good.
It's all good. Now, I mean, it's not like McDonald's. So to recap for all the people who didn't know, I did the first 8 minutes of the show by myself. Colby was 8 minutes late because there's been a time change.
Mm.
So now he is eating his lunch on the show because he's hungry.
I'm dying.
And the hope is, I believe his internal monologue is that he is he's hoping this will wake him up.
Yep.
And it's not going to work.
No, I'm always dead inside.
That has nothing to do with food. That's just him being dead inside. So
there's a lot of clips happening, man. What are these clips?
They're probably of your face next to Grumpy Cat.
That's great.
Yeah, that's what I would imagine. So
I love that.
I appreciate the clips. I get to. It gives me video content to tweet
They're
out.
All
so.
Laughing at it. So like,
oh yeah,
see
dude.
It, man. Was it good?
Yeah, man. I don't know why Twitch chat isn't working over here.
I know that's
that is
exciting.
Really infuriating.
Mm-hmm.
Just for the record, it's really infuriating. I'm gonna make it work. What if I do this? Okay, I can go.
Grumpy.
Don't have it over here, of course. Of course.
Of course.
You might be a little brown around the eyes. Yeah, I mean, we can hear it, but you guys can't hear it. Like, what if I do a pop-out chat? Okay, what happens if I type in here? Hey, work. Okay, so I just typed, hey, work, into chat. I just typed hey work in a chat and it shows up over here. Turn it off and on again. I already did that, Basement Brain. I already did that. I don't understand.
I don't understand.
don't make fun of me, man.
It's just so painful.
Computers are hard, dude.
Yeah, you're telling me.
You guys don't see at Seth the Colby say hey work into the chat? If you guys Yeah, you have to see it because this is. I'm on my ZSwigs account. Look at this chat. So delete system 34. Yeah, that's what I'll do. I'll hit Alt F4 on OBS. That'll fix the problem.
Would that not fix the problem?
No, that'll close OBS. The show will go offline.
Oh, okay. Yeah. We don't want that.
Yeah, so. Yeah.
I mean, we don't want that at all.
Yep, I just refreshed the page, but it still doesn't show us. It doesn't show any chats that you guys have. Like, I'm typing into that chat, so it's obviously there. But I can't see this has to be unique to me, right?
Right.
I mean, there's no way, these guys are all chatting, it obviously works for them.
Chrome users?
Dude, I don't know, man. But I really want to be able to click their links. And I can't click their links.
Can you pull up the actual stream page and then just mute it?
Like go to SethandColby.com or SethandColby on Twitch? Yep. I can try it. Let's try it. Let's see if that
would be what I meant.
Let's try it. .com or SethandColby. Okay, that's me. That's me talking. Hi. Okay, yeah, that one works. So it just doesn't work on our dashboard for some reason. So thanks for saying hi back, guys.
God. Eating on a show is a great idea, man.
I love Twitch chat.
Let me tell you.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for saying hi back to me.
Because it's the booze. The booze?
Dude, I don't know, man. I used to just use Chrome because I feel like that's what you're supposed to use, but I don't actually have any idea. Now it's very distracting. I can see us. Like, yes, how do I make it so I can't see me? Like,
yeah, decrease the quality. That would.
I mean, I'm trying to make it so I don't get distracted. Like, all I see now is me over here,
can
you
over
here.
Can you pop out that chat?
Let's find out. I don't know why this has to be so complicated, dude. Let's see. Thingy, pop out. Boom. Okay. Chat, say something.
Does it work?
Say something, chat.
Does it work?
Spam hog subs. Just spam hogs. That's what I need.
I don't think it's going to work.
I don't think it's going to work either. Of course, they haven't said anything, so I don't know. It's going to be like 10 seconds. We should just continue talking like it's going to. There it is. Okay, it works. All right. We got it. Thanks, guys. That worked. I appreciate it. And I'm going to go back to the dashboard so I can. I don't like looking at myself. It makes me uncomfortable.
Even though it's right down there.
So now we can click clips and stuff. It'll be
cool.
It'll be fine. So we'll go to clips, and now we can actually, like, you want to watch something. Clips of my channel. All right. Let's see. Which one is real? Obi does spill this on my PC, I will.
Oh, yeah, that's accurate.
Yeah, that's pretty much it, dude.
Yeah, that's a little accurate.
I don't know, man. You might be a little brown around the eyes, just like Grumpy Cat is.
I mean, that's the God's honest truth.
But hey, Glitch the Husky, thanks for showing up, man. Thanks for the follow. Yeah, we, this show is a little more... Scatterbrain.
You just
want to keep playing
our
show.
Colby does spill
this on my PC. I will.
I didn't know.
No, this didn't happen. I blame Colby for that one too.
I didn't know, man.
This clip not as good because I just fell over in my chair, and you also clipped a mistake of mine showing the intro again. So. Yeah, that didn't. But yeah, I mean, we could probably play a game with chat and just do clipception and have them just continually clip us playing clips, and eventually it'll be like
clip, clip, clip.
Yeah,
clip,
just
clip,
so many clip, clips, clip. Right?
Maybe.
I would assume.
I mean,
so.
I think you can only go too deep.
Well, the problem is that yeah, when we're in this view that shows the clip, this camera, like the size of our camera, is going to be the same no matter what.
Yeah,
and so. You'll really just get overlapping audio of the clip, never the video.
Never. Just echoing, right. echoing
right.
into existence. Did we play the intro? This is the
yes,
show.
We played the intro while you're getting your food, remember?
This is the actual show.
Yeah, this is the part of the show where technically we're supposed to entertain.
Sorry about that.
But what your girlfriend said to me on Friday night really resonated with me. So.
Which is what?
Don't talk about topics.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, she didn't say that, but that's what she meant. Also, hearing her laugh out there doesn't help.
Yeah.
But like,
don't talk about topics.
Yeah, man, they don't want to hear about us. All right, or hear about topics. They want to hear about us. All right, let's do a quick poll in chat. Chat, would you rather read about how Amazon has a fix for Alexa creepily laughing at people, or would you rather hear Colby describe the types of bed sheets he sleeps on? Let's find out. All right, they're going to tell us one way or the other. Okay, Colby's bed sheets or a story about the Amazon Echo? Which one would you rather hear, chat? And we'll just do whatever they say. Same. We'll put it to the test, man.
We'll put it to the test.
We'll let the audience decide.
Let the
man.
Audience decide.
Let's see what they say.
They want Link back. That's what they want.
Bed sheets. Oh Lord, why not both? Both. So they want both, man.
Yeah. See, so topics.
Well,
and
Smart
life.
Says bed sheets. Yeah. Okay.
The bed sheets, though, really.
Smartboard wants to hear you sleep.
Hmm.
He says, "I want to hear Colby sleep." I don't like how you did it very quietly and looked at him while you were doing it. Like, is this what you want?
I don't get that.
Oh, my God, dude.
I want to hear it. I don't want to see it. I want to hear it.
So tell me about your bed sheets.
They're gray.
Okay.
They're about probably, I don't know, like an 800 thread count.
Wow, 800 thread, dude.
Probably not that.
He rolls deep, man. 800 thread count. What's the material?
I'm assuming cotton.
I should have picked something he knew something about.
Yeah, man. I don't know shit about bed sheets. They're gray. They're on my bed. I sleep on them. They're soft. I wash them every once in a while.
Did you buy them?
I think.
Yeah, I feel like if you bought them, you should know about them. Like, no. What is your what's your thought process when you buy bed sheets? Gray, good,
color,
leave.
T-shirt material.
Okay, you like a jersey.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then, yeah, that's about it.
So you're like, okay, this feels
the
like...
really high thread count ones feel like I should, like, slide off
my
bed.
I agree, dude. I bought a pair of bed sheets off Amazon, all right, that are microfiber, that were, like, $15, and they're the best sheets I've ever slept on.
Mm.
Because they're soft, but they're still that jersey material. Because I hate, like, my parents, all right, who really do roll deep, like, they have bed sheets that are, like... I looked at it once. They couldn't even fit the amount of zeros that are in the thread count on the front of the label. I think there's 6 quadrillion.
Mm.
It's like, what's more of a distance? The amount of distance between here and Jupiter, or the amount of distance in the thread count on my parents' bed sheets? And their bed sheets win every time. All right. But I feel like you get on that. Like, did you ever watch Boy Meets World, man?
Yeah.
I'm about to make a really obscure reference, okay?
You remember
that episode of Boy Meets World where Corey Matthews has silk pajamas? And then he has a silk bed sheet set, and he's about to, you know, lay some wood with Topanga, and he jumps on the bed, and he slides off.
Straight
yeah,
off.
That's yeah. how I feel every time I...
I think that's where my joke came from.
Okay, well, yeah, I mean, there you
that's
go.
It's gotta be. Like, I feel like... remember that, but subconsciously,
yeah.
that's where it came from.
Yeah, so that's what I feel like when the thread count's too high. So I like a good microfiber sheet, because it's... Oh, now they're talking, okay.
Okay.
All right, I was very...
I was concerned about her level of sanity.
I thought she was just giggling to herself, and I was really worried. But no, now both of our significant others have arrived, and now they're chattering like hens out there. So, which is fine. It's not at all distracting, you know, to have people out talking. You know, we're trying to host a show. You know, it's not like that's hard to do. They can't see.
It's
you
not
there.
Hard to do.
She only says that because she knows I could do it regardless.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously. Since I did it for 8 minutes without Colby.
A GF met Topanga in real life, and I guess she's kind of mean.
You know, I heard that too. What's her name? Something Daniels, right? Something Daniels? Topanga?
Topanga Daniels?
It's not Topanga Daniels. Danielle Fishel. Okay, I was close. I was close. Danielle Fishel right here, dude. I forget she existed, dude. Like, look at her.
Yeah, no, I bet.
She's a resident reporter on Pop Sugar and their spinoff channel, Pop Sugar Girls Guide. That's weird, dude. Oh, she got divorced recently, man.
Oh, no.
Jessen Karp announced he's dating. Let's see who's worthy of Topanga.
Hot Carl redirects to him.
Oh, God, this guy?
Hot Carl. Is that the fucking... That's not Sprint Man. Sprint Verizon Man, is it?
No way, right?
No way, right? They're just like twins.
We both just said no way, right?
No way, right?
I don't think so.
He just really looks like it in that
photo. I don't think so. Let's see. He's an American writer, comedian, art dealer, producer, podcast host, and former rapper. You know, that's literally what my Wikipedia is going to say one day.
Former rapper?
No, art dealer especially. He must have a really nice personality. Basic Brain, I feel like that was very genuine of you. But at the same time, I also feel like that was a backhanded compliment.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Like, that dude's dumb.
Maybe both. Let's see. Okay. Oh, this is why Wikipedia will never be good, guys. Whoa. All right? This paragraph literally starts with, Karp later entered the roll call freestyle composition on radio, Los Angeles Power, I can't read. But the point is that Karp later entered is the first start. Like, later? Like, after what? The sentence before that doesn't exist? Wikipedia needs to be deleted, dude, except that's where I get all my information.
You butt hurt.
He was on the Howard Stern Show. 2011, talk about his time in the rap industry.
From Wikipedia, kicking your ass.
I'm
with
not butthurt from Wikipedia, yeah, which, by the way, is a sentence I never thought I would hear or say in my life.
Yeah, you just said and heard it, so.
Butthurt by Wikipedia. Yeah. Okay.
You're welcome. That's the quality content I bring to this show.
Thanks. Can I have Link back?
No.
Nope. Can we get the information on Colby's non-safe works? I think the information was there isn't one.
Yeah.
I mean, you can share anything you want right here. This is your time. Here you go.
Lots of boobs. Just lots of them.
Is that it?
Just a waterfall of boobs.
Oh, God. Is that it?
Yep.
All right. There you go. That's all the information you need. Mm-hmm. You may feel like he's leaving something out, but no, that's it. I imagine Colby is a type of man, when he looks at porn, he goes to Pornhub and he just types the word boobs into the search, and then he just kind of scrolls from that, man.
Thank you for clip. Great.
You know you do a show on the internet and there's people watching you, right?
Nope.
Okay, I was just making sure you do that.
No, nope. I thought I was talking to my best friends, but no. They're all out to kill me.
I'm your best friend, man, and I'm not out to kill you. Mm, yeah.
That's debatable.
No. No. Well, okay. I think it should be stated for the record that I can be your friends and still want to kill you. I don't feel like those two things are mutually exclusive.
I think they are.
Did you have a 20-piece, man?
Oh, yeah.
Is it good? How many you got left over there?
Too many.
Would you like me to read the Alexa story so you can eat a little bit? Okay, I'll do that, dude. Here we go. Oh, my God, dude. Okay, so Amazon. Apparently, over the last few days, users with Alexa-enabled devices, which is, I'm one of them, have reported hearing strange, unprompted laughter. Amazon responded to the creepiest today to statement to The Verge saying we're aware of this and working to fix it. Later on the day, Amazon said it planned to fix will involve disabling the phrase Alexa laugh and changing the command to Alexa can you laugh. The company said later phrases less likely to have false positives. What? Or in other words, the Alexa software is likely to mistake common words and phrases that sound similar to the one that makes Alexa stop laughing. We are also changing Alexa's response from simple laughter to sure I can laugh followed by laughter. So apparently these things have just been laughing, thinking that Alexa laugh was set at some point. Right here. I mean, if that just happened, I'd die inside. Like, that would ruin my life right there if that happened. Hey, Fish Player, how you doing, dude? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, that is that's not okay. So Alexa decided to laugh randomly while I was in the kitchen, freaked out. Snooty Juicer and I thought I was a kid laughing behind me. Since then, different people have noted hearing the laughter. It's sometimes unprompted or appears as a bizarre response to requests to turn off the lights. Laying in bed, falling asleep with my Alexa on Amazon Echo Dot, laughs very loud and creepy laugh. There's a good chance I get murdered tonight. Many have related the laughter back to a moment in 2001, A Space Odyssey, when HAL 9000 acknowledges his murderous intention but claims, I'm sorry, Dave, I'm afraid I can't do that. It's a sign of having smart devices in our homes, another step toward a creepy dystopian future where robots overlords literally when the Terminator sequel comes out again. You ever seen 2001, A Space Odyssey, man?
I've seen clips.
This seems like fake news.
Yeah. I don't know if it randomly just starts laughing, but...
I feel like if you're going to make up fake news, like, why would you make this one up? Like, out of all the things...
Oh, man, it just gets me rock hard!
Trash Chan, thank you for the sub! That is 2 months of subs for Trash Chan. Thank you. Spam the hog emo, and she said, it's your boy.
It's your boy.
It's your boy! But thank you so much for the sub.
Yes, thank you.
Appreciate that. Appreciate that. Yeah, that hog, dude. That hog is a hit. It's a hit. Like, I see that hog in my channel more than I see my own emotes. And like that's fine.
Great emote, man.
Well, it is a great emote. The problem is that like half of the reason people sub is to get the emotes.
Mm-hmm.
And I only get half of the sub counts from this channel as I do mine. So I want my my emotes to be better.
Plug again.
Hey, I had
get better emotes there, friend.
You made my emotes.
So doesn't matter. Made this one too. Both
yeah.
are great.
So I'm saying. All I'm saying is that I think you do a little better job when you have a personal monetary investment. That's all I'm saying.
How is that better?
I obviously it is. People love the hog, man.
Okay.
Like, no joke, Ren was in my
you
chat for 4 hours
the
other day. I don't think he said one word, and he just put hogs in there occasionally.
You told me what to make for your channel.
That's true. I also told
this
you to make the hog.
This just naturally happened.
Yes, yes. But that's a hog, though.
That's a hog.
We all
wanted
the hog.
That's your fault. You gotta add, like, a pigeon or something.
Pigeon. The Z-Swings pigeon.
Yeah, man. People would use that.
Oh,
people love birds.
I love birds. I love birds.
Mm-hmm.
I do love birds, guys. I love birds, so. I mean, I guess I got wrecked. Add an emu. She put DeAndre's head right there. Yeah, that's what we do. Yeah, but, yeah, I'm a little sad that Alexa never laughed at me. No. Alexa, can you laugh? Wow.
She made a tee-hee.
She literally just said tee-hee.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't even the laugh like that was in the article. That was way better.
Yeah, that's better than a fake child. I'd
tee-hee.
Be okay with tee-hee, not...
I love the hog waiting for my credit card in the mail because I lost my wallet. Dude, this whole saga happened on our show. I remember he went looking for his wallet. He couldn't find it.
Mm-hmm.
Now I had to reorder all his cards, dude. F's in the chat for you, man.
Shit,
that sucks, man. Dude. That sucks, man. A platypus? Platypus might be good. I don't know. I think we need to stop talking about it, though, because I feel like any animal we come up with on this show, I'm not allowed to use.
Mm-hmm.
Because then it's a get, it's this show.
If I see a goddamn pigeon, you're on fire.
My God! So rage-filled, dude.
Very honestly
so,
ragey.
Come on now. There we go. All right. Well, anyways.
This entire show is just going to be me eating.
Dude, you got 20 chicken nuggets, man. We only got an hour left, you know? Do one of Roach. Dude, Roach would be great. Dude, stop it! Save these for tomorrow. All right?
You could steal Roach, man. I'm not taking Roach from you.
Dude, Roach is bae, dude. I love Roach. Mm. Roach. That's my Geralt impression. That's like the only thing I'd say is Geralt.
That was really bad.
We'll talk. Infinity War?
Yeah.
Never mind.
Why?
Never mind.
What?
Well, on Thursday's episode, they had the running time on here as 2 hours and 23 minutes, and since then they've taken it off, so apparently that's not news anymore.
Is it me, or does Black Panther look really weird in that picture?
Oh my God, he does. Like,
his
face
is
not right.
Is it just blurry?
It's got to be like a pre-production, pre-visual effects outfit, right?
Maybe.
But the Hulk is back there, man. Hulk's about there.
Zoom into that? Because I need to know what the fuck his face is looking like.
I mean,
like.
I guess I could probably just pull this image and we could look at the exact image here.
Possibly.
Let's see. Well, it's a data.
Maybe.
Well, no picture. It might be in here. Yeah, this looks like it. Let's try that.
Fuckers.
All right, let's see here. Auto. Oh, it's a dynamic image. That's probably why. Okay, so let's do this. That one didn't work either.
Yeah.
Well,
what are you doing?
I'm trying to pull out this thing. Problem is that there's like several images in here. You see this? Like, see, this right here is a space. See, there's a comma. See?
Mm.
Let's take out everything after that comma. Really?
You're getting thwarted by code, man. You're the Mr. Codehead, and you don't know how to work the code?
Okay.
I mean, over here, I would have given up.
So what that means is that this...
I wouldn't have even tried.
This first comma right here, boom, that's going to be the one that we need to say. But I feel like that that URL is still the same URL. Yeah, AMC Theaters at cloudinternet.com cannot be found. They probably just don't allow you to do direct links to images.
Probably.
That'd be my guess. And that would make sense, you know, because of the whole, like, why they have several URLs up there. It's probably because the front side Java parses that URL. So.
Of that image.
Just do a print screen and zoom in on Paint. Oh, man, I wanted like the full quality image, though. That's the thing, man.
It's called go to Google Images and fucking search this shit.
I'm going to search your mother, okay? I mean, how do I search for that image on Google Images? What do I type?
Adventures Age of Ultron. Group shot.
That's not Age of Ultron, man.
Fucking Infinity War.
Let's see. When are we going to sail together this week in Sea of Thieves or Gwent fight? Dude, we need to have a Gwent fight sometime, man. We need to have a Gwent fight. Talk about that OSU. I don't know what that is. So I can't talk about it. I don't know what it is. Supposed to be longer than that, isn't it? I heard 2 hours and 36 minutes. Okay, yeah, sure. 2 hours, 36 minutes. What did I say? 223? Basement brain, come at me, all right, for 3 minutes, dude. Usually I would make a joke now about, I'm going to miss some of the credits, but if I miss some of the credits, it's actually a problem. Mm. All right, what am I typing here? Infinity War group shot? Is that what you said to type?
Infinity group shot. Perfect.
All right, sorry I didn't type Age of Ultron.
Yeah, it actually showed up.
Okay, right here, is this it? Is this what you're looking
for? Yeah, there it is, man. What is with that fucking face?
They're not going to show me this because we have an ad blocker. Forbes will not show me an article because I have ad blocker on. Like, every time it'll say, I have to whitelist to Reese Forbes. Right.
Another image, maybe?
And also, I hate that Google got rid of the view image button.
Right!
Mm-hmm. Let's see. Can we do tools, size, I'm going to hide this in case porn comes up. 6 megapixels. Huge one. Let's see. Doesn't look like they have one that big. All right, so let's go back to 4 megapixels. This is very important, chat.
This is super important.
This is the most important thing we've ever done.
It's not like I've been eating this entire show.
Oh, here. You're right here, dude. 4 megapixels. Boom.
Boomity boom, man.
Boom. Now, can I just say open image in new tab? Okay, so it's still a low-quality image, but there you go, man. Yeah, there's something wrong with his mouth. There's something wrong with his mouth. There's also something wrong with Cap's mouth.
Nah, I'm thinking that's blood.
It looks like his tongue is out. I was like, that's what it looks like to me.
He's running super hard.
It also looks like Scarlett Johansson has to poop.
Bucky's like having a seizure.
Yeah, there's something wrong with that mouth right there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's something wrong with that mouth. Yeah,
I'm just trying to figure out what, but I have no idea. If we watched the scene, do you think it would be weird?
Yeah, I do. I don't know, man. I just don't know why they would finish Hulk, but not do Black. But probably because Hulk is, like, if he's not Hulk, you're like, yeah, you're going to have to do it, you know. You think Cap's going to die in this, dude? I don't know, man. Don't know. I don't think anyone's going to die. I don't think anyone's going to die in this movie. I'm going to come out and say, I don't think Cap, no, in any of the Avengers, I don't think anyone's going to die. I don't think so. I think they may retire. I don't think anyone's going to die. You think they'll die?
People rumor that Bucky's going to die.
But Bucky is the most likely one to live because they have to pay him less.
Great point. But he's also not as well received as Chris Evans.
Well, of course. How do you compete with Chris Evans?
He could be better, man. Could be.
Smartboard, I don't know if you're the best clipper, but you definitely clip the most. And actually, I like that because now we have clips. By the way, the chat works in our dashboard now.
Why?
I don't know.
Popped it out?
That's what it looks like to me.
It's running super hard.
It also looks... I'm going to stop watching my own clips. I don't like to see me. It disturbs me. I was like... That's what it looks like to me. Yeah, I don't need that. No one... I don't need to GIF that. Let's see. Basic Brain says, why would there be reason to go back to... Okay, let me rephrase. I don't think anyone's going to be dead by the end of the movie. I don't think they're going to go... Like, I do think that everyone's going to die and they're going to go back in time and is going to be rescued. I do think that'll happen. But I don't think that they'll be dead by the time the whole thing is over. Like, I think they will always have the ability for Chris Evans to come back and do a full movie if they really wanted to. I think why it looks weird is an animated face CG, and when it was all taken still shot, it looks weird. Like it's Spider-Man 2 with Andrew Garfield. If you pause the trailer, there are some stretched images. Oh, is this like the Overwatch McCree stretch and squash thing? You guys know about this? So in Overwatch, the video game, they use a style of animation called stretch and squash, which gives it that look. But in McCree's play of the game image, this frame exists because of stretch and squash. Like, he's doing like a somersault, and so like during that somersault, this frame of animation from McCree exists.
Is it me or does that look like Tony P?
Please don't insult McCree like that.
Look at him though; it's his same hair, same eyes.
His beard is way more kempt, I would say. I mean, maybe with the long face, but Overwatch stretch and squash. Like, here's another great example of it. Like,
and that's just one single frame.
Yes, because that's like the whole thing. Is that like that's why I got his name?
How motion blur works, man.
Like that. Like, look at Reinhardt right there, man. Like. That makes me laugh so hard, dude.
What is happening?
In that scene, he's raising up his hammer and he's going to slam it on the ground. Uh-huh. So that's like the top frame where he's about to slam down.
Why is there an old man face on him?
Because he's an old man.
Is that without like a helmet or something?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
I've never seen. I don't know. I don't know these things, man.
I know you don't because you don't play video games because you're a turd. Here's Reinhardt. So this is what he looks like. Okay, and like here he is. There's that skin. There's the exact skin right there.
Okay.
Yeah. So, by the way, that's Reinhardt's strange body as an album imager. So, but yeah, I would agree with you, YouTube. That might be. I just feel like if they're going to distribute that as their promo image to like AMC and everywhere, I feel like they should probably have cleaned up that image.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Like, I don't think that some guy like snipper tooled that frame of the shot and then used it on AMC's header image. Like, that's what we do over at Duo.com. I don't think they do that over at AMC.
They might have, man. You don't know.
I don't know. Maybe.
They might have done that.
You don't know, man. It's true. It's a great point. I don't know everything. Just almost everything.
Almost.
So. Yeah, but, yeah. So what else were we talking about? Oh, your link. I was very confused as to what was happening.
Yeah. Is there any other link noises?
Yeah. Shot. That's my favorite Link noise, that one right there. Resident Evil 6 is a giraffe getting a BJ for a logo.
What? God. What? How is that a thing?
I mean, wow. I mean, this one's obviously doctored.
Yeah.
But once you see it doctored,
you can't not see it.
Even when it's not doctored, it really didn't even need to be doctored.
Nah. That's terrifying.
Uh-huh. Wow, dude. Wow.
You get the best content from chat, I feel like.
Oh, yeah, dude. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. That's why we don't do this show on YouTube or Mixer. Yeah.
Mixer.
Just throwing shade at Mixer for no reason. Yeah, people don't think we're crazy. Cole, how much thought do you put into your logos?
You remember when I made Beat Paints logo?
Oh, my God, dude.
It was a giant penis.
Can I show that? You think that's online anywhere?
I don't know. Probably not.
Might get lucky. We got pictures of his face. I don't think his logo's on here. Which is that? There's actually the third image is of me. Do you see that?
Yeah.
When I search for my old friend, I used to work with this guy, Brandon Painter, right here. All right, he's a really great, nice guy. All right, and then here the third photo in is of me.
Also down a little bit. Is that Peter Dinklage as Wolverine?
Right here.
Yep.
That is Peter Dinklage as Wolverine.
Oh, God.
This is a very weird thing.
Scat tracks.
What?
Dude, the internet's a weird place, man. I could probably pull it up from my email, but I wouldn't even we'd have to take so long to search for that. So
yeah.
It's not worth it. Basically, the gist is that Brandon hired Colby to make him a logo. And by hired, you just did it for free, right? Like, he didn't pay you, did he? If he paid you, this is going to be unacceptable.
I can't remember.
Okay, just say no and then tell me the truth
he
later.
Might have.
If he paid you for this, he should come beat you.
I think he might have.
That's not good, dude.
Because I think I did some work for his dad?
Yes, you did that. I assumed he got paid for that. But that logo was actually good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe not.
Like, he didn't pay. I wouldn't be surprised if he paid you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I could look it up, probably. I'm probably still in the text messages.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, that's easier. I could find it there.
Oh, okay.
Maybe. Possibly.
All right, smart man. Thanks for hanging out, dude. Appreciate the follow and hanging out. We'll see you on next
man.
Sunday. What?
Smart bot.
Smart board. Didn't I say smart board?
I heard boy.
Thanks, smart boy.
Or guy.
Thanks for being here, boy.
Just thanks,
dude. Eat your nuggets and get to going. Hurry
up. I found
Dream of Hogs.
Nope.
Not in there?
I have Brian. I don't have Brian.
Oh, that's too bad, man. That's too bad.
Damn it.
Yeah, so anyway, Colby made a logo that was his initials, BP, all right? And it just looks like, the P looks just like a big dong. And it's, like, he sent that to me, and he's like, what do you think of this logo? And I said, that looks like a penis. And he's like, this is like my fourth revision. I'm just sending it to him. And then every once in a while, Brandon will email us, or he'll post like a screenshot to Twitter or something with him emailing people. And he's like, that thing is in there. And me and Colby are just like, we can't believe we're still using the penis logo. So I hope he never listens to this show and figures out that.
I know, right?
Especially if it's free, it's fine. But if he paid Colby for that, I guess I'll get to see Brandon because he'll come down here and beat him. So,
hey man, I could take Brandon.
Yeah. So
maybe
you could take Brandon.
Yep.
You think you could take everybody, dude?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Wow.
What are you doing over there? Are you looking for the logo? Shouldn't you just search to Brandon Painter, and that would solve the problem? Just type in your search bar. Okay, do you have a search bar?
Yeah.
Okay, type 2.
Oh, 2.
Just type T-O, and then
what? How does this work?
Why is this so hard, man?
Dude, because the iPhone sucks.
I thought if you just typed his name, it might give you options. Hey, look at all these LinkedIn updates we get from Brandon. Like I said, Brandon is like he is a successful person. Like, you guys know those people that are like our age, you know, like 25 to 30, that like actually went to college, got a degree, tried really hard, and now they're in a successful job and they have a happy life. You know those people? That's who Brandon is, and that's why he doesn't hang out with us anymore, because we're scum. We host a podcast on the internet, so that's
where.
Where's
scum?
And we get back at him by Colby designing a penis logo for him, and that's how we do it. So.
Yeah. And I can't find it.
Although, personally, I really like Brandon. We were business partners, and I really like him. He lives in Kansas City now, so I don't ever see him.
I liked him, too.
Also, he's successful.
The only reason why I gave it to him is because he was like, yeah, man, that looks awesome.
I mean, it does look good if you don't think about penises, which me and Colby do, obviously.
Can't find it.
Way too often, so. I mean, I could probably find it in 30 seconds, dude. Can you pad for time while I search?
I'll just make random link noises the entire time.
Okay, do it. Jesus Christ.
Oh, it's too loud. I didn't expect that. He's gone. He's an asshole who makes everybody's ears break. Break and bleed. Bleed to break.
How long ago was it?
Dude, I don't know. Long?
I don't think it was this long ago, right? Is that a Colby emoji? It might be, dude. There's no way.
It's a cat.
I'm honestly, I just got really distracted because, like, I'm a little
curious.
I'm going through these old stuff that Colby sent me, and now my brain
is
like,
such a good fucking logo.
And now I'm a little, I'm like, hey, do you think that the old Seth and Colby photos could possibly be in our email? Like, there's no way, right?
No.
Did we ever look, though?
No.
Do you remember when we made this movie?
Yes.
That was terrible.
Yeah.
Should never do anything like that again.
Yeah, no.
Do you remember when you made this live background, but you didn't stitch it together correctly, and so there's just holes in the pattern?
No, don't remember that.
I remember it, because it's right in front of my face right there. So.
Also didn't know how to do a pattern without the actual pattern button.
See, I would imagine... The problem is, Colby has 8 email addresses, and I don't know which email address he would have sent it from. Like, I don't... Which is your professional email address? The Gmail one? The me one? The iCloud one? Like,
I think it's the me one.
Okay.
The me one.
There's a lot of stuff in here. There's a lot of stuff in here, dude. Forget it.
Tony Dick?
Dude, I don't know what that is.
I don't either.
There is a lot of files attached to this. Images and images.
Oh, that's got to be like...
It's probably something for unofficial Tony P, right. I guess, right? Like, I'm a little worried. Woman t-shirt? Yeah, these are like his files for his t-shirts. Yeah.
Oh, those are bad.
That's also when Colby called unofficial Tony P, and he put a dash in between Tony and P, even though both me and Colby repeatedly told, or me and Pinella both repeatedly told Colby that there's no dash, and he continued to do it anyway.
Yeah,
I think it's a soft way to spite him, so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm done looking. We're not going to show it to you. It's gone. Sorry, chat. It's gone. It's not a thing that exists anymore. Sorry. If I find it, I'll post it to Twitter. Although I don't think I can do that, because I bet he follows us on Twitter. I'll put it in our Discord if I find it.
There you go.
He will never get on our Discord.
So. There you go.
Yeah. Don't have to worry about that. You can get it in the T-Sex Discord.
I'm really fucking pissed. I thought it would be easy to find.
Well, you know what? Now that I'm thinking about it, we probably shouldn't have it on there anyway, because it probably has his phone number and everything on it.
No.
Yeah, because wasn't his email signature that you made?
Yeah, but, I mean, I think it was just the image that you put at the
bottom. Oh, okay.
The rest was text.
All right, can you join the Discord? Yeah, it's just type !! Discord into chat. It should give you a link, and you can join on up, dude. Join on up. That is, it's the Raptor Teeth Discord, so it's the culmination of my stream and the Seth and Colby stream, and then the communities that are involved with both, so you're more than welcome to join.
Do you think, can you, like, search your mentions? No.
Oh, I have no idea, man. Why, did you DM it to him or something?
I don't know. I feel like he might have tweeted it at one point.
I feel like this mystery is not worth...
It's not.
...worth it, to be honest with you.
It's just breaking my brain.
He just want to know where it is. Mm-hmm. Dude, it's hard, because it's been more than 6 months, or 6 days, or 6 hours, so we forget. I mean, remember how you didn't even show up to the show on time today? You didn't remember that, so, I mean, you're going to remember where the... His logo is?
Like, no.
That's all I'm saying, man.
No, I am not.
That's all I'm saying. Let's see. The creator of Pepe the Frog is suing InfoWars. Did you hear about this?
What?
Yeah, so Pepe the Frog, the once innocent cartoon that was appropriated as a mascot of the alt-right, is at the center of a new legal battle. Matt Fury, the creator's character's creator, is suing InfoWorlds, a media company helmed by conspiracy theorist Alex Jones. I like that this is on CNN, and it's just obvious, like, political dribble. In the lawsuit filed Monday, Fury alleges copyright infringement streaming from a stylized poster sold on the InfoWorlds website. The $29.95 posters featured a depiction of Pepe alongside other MAGA heroes, drawn by artist John Allen, including Donald Trump, Roger Stone, Milo Tyrannosaurus, and Ann Coulter, and Jones himself. The establishment
was Milo Tyrannosaurus?
I don't know his name, dude.
Milo Yiannopoulos?
Sure. All right. If that's how you say his name, that's how you say it.
Who's all on there?
So there's Trump's head right there.
Mm-hmm.
See that? There's Pepe.
Is that Paul Joseph Watson, I think, at the very top?
Dude, I don't know any of these people.
Can we, like, zoom in or something?
I doubt. I mean, we could probably go to InfoWars.com, but to be honest with you, I don't want to be.
Dude,
I don't
want to be on that list. You're going to be on that list.
I don't want to be on that list if I go there.
You're
going to
be on that list.
But, yeah, anyway, here's the point. You can't copyright a meme. Like, if he didn't want people using Pepe the Frog against his will,
mm-hmm.
like, he should have started that campaign 8 years ago.
Yeah.
Like, it's too late now, you know?
I mean, the difference between a meme and a shirt is he's making money off the shirt.
Well, yeah, but how many people are putting Pepe... Like, literally, you could type feels bad man into Twitch chat and it uses Pepe.
Really?
Yeah. So, like, how is that not, how's he not suing Twitch?
I don't know.
I mean, technically, that's better Twitch TV. But regardless, it's still something for profit. People are making money off that. They're getting downloads for that. They're getting ad revenue. Like, you can't just choose, man. Like, that's what Grumpy Cat, the guy who did Grumpy Cat. Actually, Grumpy Cat is coming up organically during this thing. Like, that's how Grumpy Cat guy got out of there, because he, like, stopped people from using Grumpy Cat. You know, he owns Grumpy Cat, you know? No Grumpy Cat books, no coasters, none of that stuff.
No.
It's right there, man. I would have to go to... I'll just go, dude. I'll just go to InfoWars. You want to see it big?
I just don't know who these people are.
Well, is seeing their picture going to help you?
Yes. Yeah. Oh, man. You ever been here?
No! No, I definitely have
Dude,
never
you
been
get
here.
All your health and supplements.
Wait,
needs?
In the this is what he's selling?
Yeah, you don't know that?
No!
Yeah, he sells supplements like out his ass.
The InfoWorlds Life, Mind, and Body Control Pack?
Oh, yeah, man. I need to get my protein from here.
All right, dude. We're going to start selling all this at Raptor Teeth. All right, you're going to go to SethColby.com/merch, and you're going to get supplements, all right? It's going to be the Colby haircut supplement.
I mean, have you seen the...
guaranteed hair growth.
Where he was, like, trying to push his supplements, and he showed a picture of before he started and then after he started.
Oh, is that where that shirtless...
And he looked,
is that where his shirtless photo came from?
He just looked fatter and more red after.
Wait. Where do you think the poster would be, man?
I don't know. Flags?
I think that would be Maybe. Flags, right?
I don't know, man.
Come and take it. Can we hang that back?
Jesus, man. This is...
What is this rabbit hole we've gone down, man?
I don't know. It's not media. Gear?
Maybe media, I would assume, would be DVDs, but it might...
Yeah, you're right.
How about we go up to the search bar and type poster?
There you go.
How about that?
Sounds good.
There Bam. It is, right there, dude.
Bam.
All right, what about that?
Alex and Trump? Jesus Christ.
Okay, man, here you go. Here is the poster, man.
Okay, there's Alex. Yeah, that's
There's
Paul.
Pepe the Frog. All right. Who are these people? There's Alex Jones, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think those are two...
There's the Tyrannosaurus.
Yeah, that's Ann Coulter and Milo. Milo.
Who is that
that's
dopey
Roger
guy?
Stone.
Who's that?
He's like, not a good person.
I mean, I assume that about all these people, right?
Have you seen the clip where Alex Jones comes on the Young Turks show?
No.
At the RNC?
Nope.
And then they just basically get in a fight.
Actually, I may have seen it because I think it might have been one you showed me.
Yeah, and then some dude spits on Alex Jones.
Is that Roger Stone?
No.
Oh. Oh, well,
Roger
he wouldn't
Stone,
be on the poster.
Yeah, them two are
Who's
together.
That
is What's-Her-Face.
Okay. Yep.
The chick.
Oh, yeah, uh-huh. Yeah, the chick, Chad.
Who went on to all the talk shows earlier
uh-huh.
in the first year. Not anymore, really.
Uh-huh.
Fucking...
Yeah, guys, last Thursday when I said I don't watch any of this stuff, that wasn't a bit. I literally have no idea what he's talking about.
Don't... Hey, chat, come on. You know who she is. His, like, spokesperson. It was his campaign manager or whatever. The first woman to get him elected president.
Look at Trump's eyes.
I mean, yeah, this art's a little odd, man.
Like, it's not a very flattering photo of Trump.
What is her fucking name?
Like, if you're going to draw someone, like, even that's not even that.
No. It's very stylized in a weird way. Trump's mouthpiece.
Do you see this, dude? We'll be forced to take it down forever when we run out, so make sure you get this collectible poster today. Is that annoying Tomi girl? Tomi?
No.
Okay.
Not Tommy Lorraine.
There's only a few hundred left.
This lady. Kellyanne Conway.
Okay, all right.
That's Kellyanne Conway.
All right, man.
Good Lord. Stupid.
John was born an artist, but he received formal training at the Art Institute of Fort Lauderdale, an institution that has been providing training in design, medium, fashion, and culinary arts for nearly a half century. He then refined his style of abstraction by spending time in Europe, studying a centuries-old tradition of Western art, and focusing his attention on the intersection of architecture and art at the peak of modernism in the 20th century. He counts among his influences both abstract painters such as Paul Klee and influential architects like Frank Lloyd Wright. True to the diverse range of art that has inspired it, Allen's own work explores the fusion of structure and color as he augments the rigidity of the metal in which he works with the fluid chromatic effects of paint. The result is art that is effectively combines the antithetical abstraction of the 20th century with the organic sensibilities of the 21st century. I'm going to take that.
Yeah, you got to replace that.
And I'm just going to I'm going to Mad Lib it, and I'm just going to make it the new description for this show.
Perfect.
It's going to be incredible.
MAGA! See, I watched this guy on YouTube.
Who's that?
Paul Joseph Watson. He's a little bit more of the... He's not as bad as Alex.
I feel like you only watch him because of his haircut.
He's really good for being a right-winger and not spouting conspiracy theories.
Okay.
Like...
But he made the poster, though.
No, he didn't.
No, he's right there. He made the poster, I thought.
No. I mean, he's in the poster, yes.
Yeah. He made it into the poster. Like, he didn't draw the poster.
No, he's on InfoWars' channel.
Right. This guy is the artist, obviously.
Yeah?
Because CNN said that he was on there, and we identified all the other men. So it has to be this guy.
Maybe. You said the artist's name was Paul?
John.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I have no idea who that is.
Yeah, I don't know. Limited edition MAGA poster by renowned artist and patriot John Allen. Can we also say that our show is full of renowned artists and patriots?
Yes.
I feel like that's good. All right, we got two YouTube links that I have the right to veto at any time.
Nah. Yeah. I won't veto either of them. Okay.
Click Morris's first. His
666 is double 33, and 33 is pi.
Mathematics!
Every day, chemicals in the water.
Game.
Frogs! See Hillary on CNN. That trash is a demon.
When they call for the racial war,
you people are Satanists.
Scanning.
Scientific quantum mechanics take over.
I like to have children.
Shut down infrastructure.
Oh, my God.
Everything to shot.
Look at this person.
What is that, Joe? What is that?
Dude, he might be Bill Hicks.
Who's Bill Hicks?
He claimed at one point that he's Bill Hicks.
Like he's not Alex Jones?
Right, like there's this comedian who is called Bill Hicks.
Better.
He looks just like Alex.
Okay.
But I don't know if he died or something. And then he came back as this character of Alex Jones. He said this
on
his show once.
That would make sense, dude. I mean, there's lots of, like, Sacha Baron Cohen is probably the most famous one
right.
for being his character.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Sacha Baron Cohen was not Sacha Baron Cohen right. until Borat movie came out and people figured out that he's Sacha Baron Cohen. Like, that was the whole thing, man.
I'm saying this one.
Except in England.
He started off, like, this is my
Morris
new
is like,
movie.
I like Morris is, like, really figured out that I literally don't leave this room.
Yeah.
Like, I think he might have thought I was exaggerating. Morris, I don't know anyone. Unless he's Segura Miyamoto, I don't know who he is, dude. All right, let's watch this one.
Oh, my.
That shows you this is an obvious outside globalist force. Of course they come here and say our veterans and our police are the enemy because they're the enemy. The globalists are the enemy.
Alex, I just want an interview with Alex.
He keeps hitting them.
Hey, let's bring the Daily Show guy up here.
Why can't I?
Let's bring the agitator.
Oh, this is such a bad idea. Every single time he gets touched, he's like, they're asking for this.
Sign up for the open mic.
No, the Democrats are never violent, like the Black Lives Matter events and attacking the Trump people.
I'm not a Democrat either. I'm a nihilist.
I know. The Daily Show's not a Pentagon weapon program.
I'm not on the Daily Show. I'm on MySpace.
Okay.
He's not on the Daily
you
Show.
Seem like you're
no.
upset.
I want you to have sex with my wife.
Finally shopping.
Cock.
No, not at all. I really. Here's
cock.
Okay, I want you to have sex with my wife. Why does my pee pee come out yellow? But when
now I know what's going on.
Because he refuses to play.
I'm trying to get Zootopia tickets.
Fucking scumbag piece of shit. Get the fuck out of here.
I'm trying to get on stage. I'm trying to get on stage.
You're not Martin Luther King. You're not.
Coachella sucks this year.
You've never seen that? God, man.
Coachella sucks this year. It got me, dude. Yeah, man.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, see, that's what happens when you try to troll the trolls. Mm-hmm. You know, like, he's trolling the trolls.
Alex Jones.
Oh, no. Why? I didn't want to bring it up, man.
Young Turks.
I wanted to have a discussion about memes.
Young Turks.
Grant? Or just that?
That. That first one right there.
This is 8 minutes long, man. What do we
skip?
You can
skip a little. Yeah, I mean, that's when he comes on.
All right, we'll watch it.
No, no, no. Like, you can skip a couple minutes in.
Oh, when he goes on, you mean. Okay.
Yeah, like, right there.
How's the revolution going? You going to start the revolution?
We are indeed.
In the middle of their live broadcast right now.
I mean.
Just walks on up.
I can't tell you how great it would be if Alex Jones just walked up into the middle of our show.
I would agree with you. I mean, you would handle it much better than me.
Oh, I would go full Eric Andre.
Yeah.
I mean, be less dirty, but I would absolutely just try to say long things that equal nonsense. I would talk in the biggest circles possible. That's how I would handle him. It'd be great. I would love that. And now, these guys, I'm guessing, don't do a silly show like us.
No.
They probably don't handle it as well as I would.
They don't.
Because they take themselves seriously.
Yeah.
Like,
it's funny. It's Jank's the main guy right there.
This guy?
No.
This guy?
Yep.
Okay.
And he
dudes who wear jeans with suit jackets, I immediately don't like.
Right.
Just for the record. I assume Alex Jones is probably doing the same thing.
Maybe.
There's like this weird 40-year-old thing that's happening, like in America, where like you have a dad bod, you know, and you decide to throw on a dress shirt and a suit jacket, but you can't be handled to put on slacks.
Yeah.
You have to wear jeans.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just in case, you know, a hay bale rolls off a pickup truck while you're at the convention,
gotta,
and you gotta start huffing
that,
it, you know?
Hey, yeah, bucket.
Welcome to the Young Turks.
You know what's wrong with America, isn't it?
I am going to restore American democracy along
with... Did he just ask what's wrong with America?
All right, well, I gotta tell you.
Oh, wait, China.
I'm really, really proud to be here with you. It's good to meet you in person. How are you guys doing?
We're doing okay.
You like all our Hillary for President shirts everywhere?
No, I kind of despise it.
But shirts is the best thing.
This is so uncomfortable.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Alex Jones is doing so much better than them.
And this is one of the Young Turks guys.
Oh my God!
Look at this fucking shirt for you right here.
It's
rape.
It's
Bill Clinton that says rape.
Dude,
oh God,
I
gotta mean, that's the big no-no. The Alex Jones fan.
If you want to take my show over, I'll take your show.
Sure, go ahead.
Okay, you know what?
Yeah, he doesn't care.
First of all, sick guy. Second of all,
Bill Clinton's not a rapist.
Oh, Roger Stone's in this club, by the way. That's why I wanted to show it.
Get over here, Stone. Come on.
You know, get over here, Stone. Is that what he said?
Yeah.
Papers of being a rapist.
By Donald Trump, Roger Stone. He's in court papers. Oh, yeah. Sick dude.
Is this live to YouTube right now? Okay.
I think the Young Turks.
Obviously, this behind the scenes is
cut at some point, but I mean, they keep it going for a good hot second.
Okay. All right, hold on. I got a question for you. So this is from Alex Jones' channel.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It says InfoWars up in the top.
Yeah.
This microphone says InfoWars.
Mm-hmm.
So logic would lead me to believe that this microphone is his audio feed.
Yeah.
Why is Alex Jones louder than everyone else, even though he's not holding the microphone? Like, this man right here is screaming into that microphone, and Alex Jones, like, it's still 100 times louder.
He might have, like, a lapel on, maybe.
Well, the whole audio sounds like it was recorded in a bathroom.
Yeah, it's
like, what had happened, it sounds like literally they forgot to turn off the internal mic on their camera.
I don't know. It also might be the mic from the camera.
That's what it sounds like, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm just trying to figure it out. $1 million businesses.
Roger,
no, you're the world's biggest liar.
Game in.
Didn't you admit that you lied?
It's so loud. The box is just overloaded, dude.
He's a great guy.
Is that Roger Stone?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's totally at your fucking show.
Are you afraid to debate him?
The language. You think Jesus spoke that way?
Hey, bring it back up. Bullshit.
All right.
Roger, yeah, run away. Roger, don't go. He wants to look at you right now.
Big advertisement.
You're a hatchet, man. I don't know what anyone in the media takes you seriously. All you do is lie. You're known as the biggest liar in media.
Yeah, this is like Alex is smiling like
right,
so.
Right, he knows
big.
He's winning.
This is exactly
yes,
what he
that's
wanted.
That's the only
to
reason
happen.
He came over.
Every other Young Turk is just like, yeah, we're not going to say anything.
He's actually really upset.
Well, and the thing is like this guy, the Young Turks guy, he gets he's in this circle of rage because he knows he's giving Alex Jones exactly what he wants, and then that makes him more mad, which then makes him give more of Alex Jones what he wants, which then makes him more. Like, he can't get out.
Yep.
He's just got to sit there and do this.
Dude, like, look at that. That face is that's a man about to explode.
Yeah, that's literally that face, dude. I've seen that face before in the mirror.
All right, well, yeah, they just keep yelling, and then he gets in his face. Right.
No, Jake, relax.
Hold on, hold on, hold on. We're against Saudi Arabia, you dumbass! We talk about that all the time! We talk about that all the time!
Oh, really? Okay.
He's about to eat. This is the Hulk part.
Shit!
And then, like, you'll see this guy come in from the right and just spit on Alex.
Is that what you think?
You're the anti-liberal and you're pissed.
Bullshit!
We're being nice here.
You know what?
We're being nice here.
I care about the American people.
Good. You're the one flipping out. Anybody hurt? I'm being nice.
There you go.
Everybody get the fuck off my stage! Get the fuck off my stage!
That guy just spit in my face! That guy just spit!
And Alex Jones is still smiling. He's still happy this is happening. He went home that night, and he had never been happier about an appearance in his life. Who would win in a fight, Colby? Young Turks or Jones? Oh, Jones, definitely, dude. He looks like he
mental
injects.
Mental fight? Jones, yeah.
Oh, I think physically, dude.
Physically?
Yeah, because I think he just loads up on horse heroin.
Oh, that might be
just,
true.
It'd be like punching the Hulk, man. You can't
stop
him.
I think Jake felt that he had to, like,
yeah, exactly. Rinsley, he's got that undying psychotic anger in him. That's literally what it is. Like, you can't hit crazy, man. They absorb it. Nope. They transform it.
Yep, that's funny, yeah.
Oh, my God, dude. Oh, America, land of the free and home of the brave. It's great, dude. It's
great.
But we definitely need to just steal some political slogan hats from there. Just rebrand them, because I think we'll be all right. So we did movies. Now let's move on. Let's do crazy politics. Like, make America T-Sacks again. I want that hat up there
make
on this
America
store. I want
T-Sacks
that hat up on the
again.
Store, man, by next Sunday. That's all I want,
God.
Dude.
We can do that. We can do hats.
Make Colby on time again. About that one, man. You like that?
No.
No? You don't like that one?
I don't like that one.
Oh, I like that one.
No, I don't
yeah,
like
I like that,
that
one. Yeah. No. Down with daylight savings. How about, dude? Okay, they got all these shirts that are like Trump militia and all that. What if we just start going for causes that don't matter? Like, cheaper, like, dollar menu should be a dollar. Like, what if we go after causes like that? And that's the shirts that we sell, dude. Like insignificant things, dude.
I should just, yeah.
You know?
I'll just take all their branding and
just yeah, we make just make it, really it something stupid, you know? Mm-hmm. Hog militia.
Yep.
Yeah. Save the hogs. Make hogs great again, man.
Haga.
Hog lives matter.
Haga.
Hogs against Trump. Hat. I had to do it for hat, so.
A hogs against Trump hat. That's pretty
it's
good.
It's a hat, man.
That's a good idea. It's a hat. You'll start seeing some more politically.
Oh, I'm going to send you like 50 slogans. It's going to be overload, dude. And they're going to be, it's just like everything I write, it's going to be 600 times funnier than me than it will be to anyone else on the planet. And it won't be successful because I wrote it, and that's how it goes. But yeah, anyway, so. Yeah, anyway, back to the point. You can't copyright memes, and it's going to stay that way. Okay. What else, man?
Yeah, what else we got?
Planting trees for the Library of the Future, man. What? No way, 1,000 trees been planted. Okay, Future Library is a 100-year-old artwork launched by Scottish artist Katie Patterson. Peterson? From 2014 until 2114, one writer every year will contribute a text. The writings were held in trust, unpublished for up to 100 years. Each writer has the same to remit to conceive and produce a work in hopes of finding a receptive reader in an unknown future. So basically, they're getting these famous authors, like Margaret Atwood was 2004. She's going to write a book for this project. It won't be made available to the public until 2114, when it'll be released, in hopes that people in 2114 will like authors from this time. So it'd be like the equivalent of like a Charles Dickens book, you know, if it came out 20 years ago instead of 120 years ago. And we get a new modern, well, it's not modern, but it's a new unread Charles Dickens book for now. That's that kind of idea. It's like a time capsule for books. What do you think, man?
They have nothing better to do with their lives.
Oh, I don't think so. They're authors, man. They just write all day.
Like, why would you just not write a book for now and get the money for now rather than...
They have enough money, man. Margaret Atwood's got all that Handmaid's Tale TV show money, dude.
Maybe.
It's a lot of money in that.
Doesn't make sense to me. A guy who does not have that kind of money and needs that kind of money.
I don't know. When I first read this, my thought was, is this because books, people, like these people are worried that books are going to go away?
Like physical books?
Yeah.
Yes.
Like in the year 2114, like, you're not going to walk into a Barnes & Noble.
Yeah, you will.
You think so?
Oh, yeah. Do you think they thought back in 19...
Hey, man, are you getting comfortable over there? 19, you're moving a lot.
18. The cars wouldn't be around, man. They thought they were going to be flying.
1918?
People weren't...
100 years ago, 1918, I don't think they thought books weren't going to be around.
I think so.
No, because I don't think they did, because there weren't computers, there weren't indoor heating. A lot of things. What is wrong with you, man?
Fucking legs and things.
It's like I'm sitting next to a toddler. You know we're live on the internet right now, man.
No. You can deal with the stretching. Just don't make a big deal of it.
Am I not supposed to make a big deal of it?
Don't acknowledge it, man.
It looks like you're pleasuring an invisible figure.
Ah. Oh, yeah.
I'm really glad Smart Board in here to clip that.
Really glad. Colby doesn't want you to clip that, by the way.
My legs, they just, they hurt.
Because Basement Brain never clips anything. I think they're doing a movie like this too. It has actors from this year doing things we think will be around in 100 years when they release it. From this era. I thought I said year, but whatever. Interesting.
That's weird.
I don't know, man. It's kind of cool. You ever do a time capsule in high school or anything,
You're going to be dead before you can understand any of it?
No.
No, you're not.
Why would I care?
That?
I don't read their books
now.
So
it's a little cool. But, yeah, it's not...
I think it's cool that we preserve a little bit of our culture, history from this moment of time,
mm-hmm.
for the future, when things will obviously either be far better or far worse. There's no staying the same, I don't
probably
think.
Probably the latter.
Probably be far... I mean, it may not be here in 2114, you know?
No.
Like, the six aliens
nuclear
that are still still on the planet may be like, hey,
nuclear
thanks
winner.
For this book, dude. You know, that might happen, but...
I'm not even going to finish it. So, wait... So every year an author's doing it?
Yes, so they're choosing one author a year, I guess.
So then it's going to come out in when?
Well, I guess it starts coming out in 2114.
2114. So you're telling me that a writer from 2113 is going to submit a book to be released in 2114.
2214. 2213. I think every year there's a year, right?
That's dumb.
I don't know. Maybe we need to read the article again.
I thought you meant that all of them are coming out in 2114.
It's a 100-year artwork launched by Scottish artist Katie Paterson from 2014 until 2114. So, yeah, every year for 100 years, one writer will contribute a text with their writings held in trust, unpublished for up to 100 years. So the person who writes their book in 2114 will be released in 2214, is what it says. An official player, you might still be alive, so... You know, you can let us know. We'll be dead, but you can come to our grave and let us know.
Yes, I'm dead already.
So each writer has the same remit to conceive and produce a work in the hopes of finding a receptive reader in an unknown future. So it started in 2014 with Margaret Atwood, and then in 2015, David Mitchell said, civilization, according to one of those handy Chinese proverbs, is the basking in the shades of the trees planted 100 years ago, trees which the gardener knew would outlive him or her, but which he or she planted anyway for the pleasure of people not yet born. I accepted the Future Library's invitation to participate because I would like to plant such a tree. The project is a vote of confidence that despite the catastrophic shadows under which we live, that's why I don't read books, by the way, the future will still be a brightish place willing to and able to compete.
Can you handle this?
I can't. Let me try again, all right? I would like to plant such a tree. The project is a vote of confidence that despite the catastrophic... That's the word that gets me.
Where are you even at?
Right here. Catastrophist.
Catastrophist?
Catastrophist? Is that what it is?
Catastrophist. Yeah, that's it.
Okay. The project is a vote of confidence that despite the catastrophist...
No, the catastrophist shadows under which we live, the future will still be a brightish... Brightish?
Brightish.
Really?
Place,
that's not a real
that's
word.
That's why I had trouble with this
That's
sentence,
a Josh
man.
Whedon word. Bright-ish.
That'd be Bright-y.
Bright-y.
Yeah, well,
place willing and able to complete an artistic endeavor begun by long-dead people a century ago.
Imagine if the future library had been conceived in 1914 and 100 authors... Which I will eat your butt! From 100 authors from all over the world had written 100 volumes between 1915 and today, unseen until now. What a human highway through time to be a part of. Contributing and belonging to a narrative arc longer than your own lifespan is good for your soul. I mean, I get it, but like... People wrote books in 1914, right?
Mm-hmm.
Did people write books in 1915?
Yep.
Could people write books in 1924?
Yep.
Okay, so we could go to the library and theoretically check out a book that was written in 1915, right?
Right.
And then we just make this project our own.
Yep.
I mean, I get the idea, okay? But the problem is like, I don't know who David Mitchell is now. I don't know. Chad, am I stupid for not knowing who... I don't know who David Mitchell is, but like...
Eat your butt.
Unless it's someone like a Charles Dickens, mm-hmm. you know, or...
And nobody's going to give a shit.
Yeah, like, there's no, like, I could, 100 years from now, go and read one of David Mitchell's books that he wrote in this year.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like I'd be like, God, I can't wait until 2114 when I read David Mitchell's book.
Right.
Like...
I don't give a shit. That's why if I was one of these authors, I'd be like, I'm putting mine out now, thank
you. Right, because it's still going to be around in 100 years yeah. if you're significant.
Right.
Or is the idea, or is this all hubris? And the idea is
it's
that...
It's all hubris.
Like David Mitchell goes, no one knows me now, but in 100 years, I definitely will have
they
a book that
will.
Comes out, and that'll be the only thing that comes out that year, because Kim Jong-un had nuked the whole planet. And the only book to get released, it was just like, capsule opened up and be like, oh my god, sustenance! And it's a David Mitchell book, and they rip out the page and they wipe their butt with it, because that's what they're going to use books for in 2114 of this nuclear winter that's going to happen.
Settle on fire.
Right? I mean, that's, right?
Book burning.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah, right.
Okay. That's what I thought, man. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know.
It's a dumb.
When I read this, I thought it was cool, and it's then I talked dumb. It out loud, and now I think it's stupid, so.
Yeah, it's dumb. Is this site also made with WordPress? Because it's got the little
oh,
logo.
I'm sure it's made by WordPress.
It's definitely WordPress, right?
Nothing the rulebook. Nothing yeah. in the rulebook. Collective creatives bound by a single model. There's nothing in the rulebook that says a giraffe can't play football.
I'm just saying it's Favicon is the WordPress logo.
How do you know that? Oh, up here?
Yeah.
Ever wanted to own your own bookstore? Now you can. Here we go, dude.
Oh, sweet.
Attention all book lovers. Chat, pay attention. Ever wanted to own your own bookstore? Well, now you can, and through a writing competition, no less. From My Shelf is a small, independently owned bookstore in Wellsboro, Pennsylvania, USA. Year-round, they welcome in-store shoppers to browse more than 60,000 new and gently used books that they have in stock at any given time. They also host a regular writing and book-themed events, and now they're offering you the chance to own the store and run it yourself. What's more, it comes totally rent-free for the first 6 months. All you have to do is explain in 250 words or fewer why bookstores are important to the community. No business experience is necessary. That seems smart. And there'll be no credit check or monetary deposit required. All you need to do is pay your $75 entry fee and submit your 250-word piece. The money will be returned to you if you win, or at least, or if less than 4,000 people enter, in which case there is no winner. The grand prize includes 60,000 books, 6 months free rent, and an in-place staff and free consultation from current owners Kevin and Casey Coolidge.
Wait, so deadline what's 4,000 times 75?
It'd be right around $350,000. Somewhere in that area.
So they're just selling it, selling the bookstore.
Yes.
For $300,000.
Yeah. It's literally what they're doing, yeah. It's a good
And
good
just
point.
Giving one person of it. You don't have to pay the $75. And here you go. You
but you still get it.
The
so they're winning it, but
on.
No one's buying it. They're selling it, but no one's buying. Is what's happening. They're selling the bookstore for $350,000. But the person who runs it next didn't have to buy it.
Right.
It's actually kind of brilliant. I mean, honestly.
We don't want it anymore. You can just have it. Probably because it's going down in flames.
Like, and it's only 250 words? Yeah. Like
250 words?
It's like it takes,
that's a
that
paragraph.
That takes 3 minutes to read.
Yeah.
I think bookstores are important because I love books and I love stores.
Obviously a Ponzi scheme.
You think so?
Yeah.
They're just going to shudder and leave.
They need $300,000 for something. They're like, how are we going to get that? Well, let's put the bar up as collateral.
Professor Wu's entry says, what's not to love about this competition? In a world that so often appears to be ripping itself apart at the seams, in an era of massive globalization and corporatized capitalism, the relationship among readers, writers, publishers, independent booksellers is vital today, and in an era in which it's more important than ever to support community. When you think about all the ways in which independent bookstores impacted your life, don't forget, we are as important to them as they are for us. Professor Wu is not getting picked because he used the word era twice in a 250-word thing. So
that's 250 words?
Oh, gotta be, right?
No.
Yeah, dude. Can I just do, like, how do I do a word count real quick?
I don't know.
Like, notepad? Paste.
Yeah, you're not gonna, no.
545 characters.
Yeah, no. Do you have Word?
No, I don't have Word. I stream on this PC. Think I'm going to have Word? I could read that book in 0 seconds because I don't read books. Yeah, there you go, man.
Yep. Let's move away from books.
That's it. That's all the topics.
Good. Fucking books.
Yep. That was it, man.
That was all?
That was all. That's all the topics I got, dude. You want to talk about your life?
Yeah, man.
Tell me a story that happened last week.
I almost got replaced by a link. Very traumatizing. Forever scarred that I look at a clock and the time that I read is not the actual time.
Dude, get rid of your friggin' clock, dude.
I'm not gonna do that.
Get rid of it. What do you need it for?
It's an alarm clock.
Yeah, your phone is also an alarm clock. It's always right. What if your power goes out overnight?
It's got a battery backup. Also, I set an alarm on my phone. But I'm one of those dudes who presses it like 15 times before I actually get up.
Yeah, but you could do that on your phone too, man.
Yeah, but it's much more difficult to look at a phone bright as shit when you're dead tired, and it's a lot easier to just smack a button.
You know, I'm going to get you, you know what I'm going to get you, you know I'm going to get you for your birthday?
What?
I'm going to get you the clocky.
What's that? The clocky?
Right here, man.
No.
I'm getting you this.
Don't want it.
It's the clocky.
That's worse.
This is what I'm getting Colby for his. He'll never be late to a show again. There's Colby. Nope. Clock's on the move, dude. It's leaving. You gotta get up and chase it.
I would just sleep through it.
Yeah, well, Colby also sleeps in jeans. That makes sense. That one's really trolling. I don't think they go out to the street, though. I don't think they're, like, able to open doors and stuff yet.
Give, whatever, MIT a little
yeah,
bit more.
Yeah, the Boston Dynamics ones? Yeah, dude. All right, this video is awful. You have to get out of bed to catch your alarm clock to turn it off. That's what you have to do. That's the whole point of that video. So I'm going to get you one of those for your birthday. No. You use it every Saturday, okay?
I'm not going
to
do that.
Yep, that's what I want, man. Talk about the movies you saw last week. Did you see any movies last week, man?
No. Nope.
I'm the one who goes to movies.
I didn't.
I went and saw Thoroughbreds yesterday.
What the fuck is that?
Exactly, yep. Yep.
What movies are even out?
Red Sparrow.
I heard that was good.
Thoroughbreds.
Don't know what that is.
Strangers 2.
That looks terrifying.
Have
you seen the Snapchat filter?
For Strangers?
For Strangers 2?
No.
It puts one of the chicks behind
That's
you.
That's not okay, man.
Yeah.
I'm not okay with
I
that.
I was like, no, thanks. Nope.
I don't want that. Yeah, Thoroughbreds is about these two high school girls who live in a rich part of Connecticut who conspire to murder one of the girls' fathers.
Hmm. Sounds about right.
Yeah. So that's,
sounds real fun.
That's what it is. I mean, it's... It's an indie movie, so it's one of those, you know, like...
Yeah, it's just...
Like, it's not bad, it was just... It's like when I saw Phantom Thread, which I know you also didn't see.
Right.
It was like, I went and watched it, and I'm just like, I can't explain to anyone...
I might not have it.
...what I just watched right there. That's kind of what it was. Have you seen Red Sparrow? I have not. We might go tonight to see Red Sparrow. I also want to go see All the Money in the World, because I missed that one during its first run. And I want to see that. Although, I keep forgetting that Mark Wahlberg is in All the Money in the World. Are you a meerkat right now on Snapchat?
Yes, I am.
Is that in the
one? We should do the show with one of these on.
I'm taking this for Twitter or the Discord. One of the two. You'll see it. You think I look like Grumpy Cat now?
Oh, I was gonna crash it, man. That is disturbing.
Yeah, that's terrifying.
Colby's literally playing with Snapchat right now.
I think the Strangers one went away.
Well, they probably only paid for like one day of it. Probably. Like, I'm sure they have to pay for those, right? But yeah, I think Basic Brain said in our Discord, that he went and saw. He went and saw.
Nick Cage.
That it was scary.
Dude, look at this. I am Nick Cage, and it's really scary.
Like he said, let's see here. In where's that movies? He said, I did see The Strangers this weekend. Pretty scary, but incredibly predictable. That's what he said. Yeah. That's what he said. I mean, that's not.
I'm a fucking monkey.
Wait, are you serious, Brain? That's crazy, dude.
What?
They're making a TV show about all the money in the world, but Brendan Fraser's going to play Mark Wahlberg's character.
Oh, I thought you meant Mark Wahlberg was in The Strangers too, or Brendan Fraser.
Dude, that's awesome for Brendan Fraser. I love Brendan Fraser, man.
Yeah, it's been a second since.
I want him to get more stuff.
I'm literally just watching myself as a monkey talk, and it's great. It was really good.
He showed up. He showed up 8 minutes late to the show.
Who?
You did. And now you're playing with Snapchat at the end of the show.
Yeah.
Okay. This is why Link's gonna be. Can Link use Snapchat filters? Just try it out real quick. Just hold up Link to the Snapchat.
Snapchat.
Let's see.
I'm gonna tap that Snapchat.
Let's see if it works. I miss Brendan Fraser too, dude. I'm sad he went away. You know. This is the worst radio of all time.
It does work.
I don't know what that one is.
I don't know either.
Also, oh, God! Him as a dancing bee is horrifying.
What is that?
I don't know. Here, just
find one and record. There we go. Here. Do that one. Go. No, not the Dancing Skittles one. No. No.
Tap?
I was going to do a playlist as being Link, but Colby is still sifting through this. So when you get to one,
play
that's
it, go.
Okay. Hey, yeah! Yeah! Wah! Wah! Yeah! Ha! 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 There, how's that, man? Is that good?
Yeah, that's good.
I sound just like Link, dude. My Link is 10 out of 10, guys.
It really is. That's your best impression right there. That's your best impression.
Such an idiot.
Oh, God.
All right, man. Anything else you want to talk about? Should we end the show? I know Basin Brain's going to be like, oh, you're in 50 minutes early, but we did 45 extra minutes last episode.
We did do that.
That he wasn't here for. That's his fault, not mine.
Mm-hmm.
So should we do anything else, or should we end? Did you finish all your nuggets?
I did.
Okay, were they good?
Yeah.
That's good, man.
Yeah, I think
happy for you.
I'm good.
I'm happy for you. All right.
I'm good.
All right, man, I guess we'll play that then.
10-minute short show. I didn't show up till 10 minutes late. Got out of 20 minutes of show. I feel good.
Well, in reality, you also kind of phoned in the last, you know, 10 minutes.
Hey, shut up.
Really got out 30 minutes.
Shut up.
Headspin is not playing.
It's not playing.
I'm double clicking it. It's not playing. Does this one play? It doesn't play either. You know, I know why.
Why?
I know why. Because anytime that I plugged in the new TV, this computer, it's got to be something with HDMI, because this computer does it, and so did my Mac Mini. Anytime that there is HDMI plugged in, it tries to use that speaker and that speaker only, even if you tell it not to use that speaker. So I had to go in and disable it, but iTunes probably booted up while I had it. There it goes. I just had to close it out and reopen it again. So guys, thank you so much for hanging out with us today. That's pretty good, dude. I'm really impressed, actually. Hope to ask the ladies, because they didn't hear the music in the background if they knew what it was.
Real bad.
I bet it does, yeah. But thank you guys so much for being here today. We have the Seth and Colby Show. We do 2 shows a week about things and stuff, occasionally stuff and things. Once on Sundays at 2 p.m. Central Time. Once on Thursdays at 7 p.m. Central Time. Both live at twitch.tv/SethandColby. You can follow us on Twitter throughout the week. Twitter.com/SethandColby for updates. You can get the show on demand in video format at youtube.com/SethandColby. You can get it on audio. Go to SethandColby.com. It's on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher. Links are right there. There's also a regular RSS feed. You can buy t-shirts at SethandColby.com/merch.
Me hard, Colby. Oh, shit.
And yeah, so there you go, dude. There you go. Thank you guys so much. If you're watching us, we do appreciate you being here. Your being here is totally free. Following us on twitch.tv/SethandColby is also totally free, but we do appreciate your money, your subs, and your donations.
Yes.
It does mean a lot. I do this for a living. It means really a lot to me, and Colby needs it to pay for Spotify. So thank you guys so much for being here.
Very, very sweet.
It's great, dude.
Sweet and kind.
And I love
you.
And we will see you on Thursday night.
See you Thursday.
For more things and stuff, guys.
Yeah,
on behalf of myself, my best friend Colby, and our co-host Link, thank you for being here, guys.
Yeah.
See you next week. Bye, guys.
Ah!